that song have words?
You could make some up,
I don't know.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I guess you could. Lots going on this weekend. Boating season starts tomorrow. Anubis is coming to town in that big boating season parade. Mariners are in town. And it's Cinco de Mayo tomorrow.
Yep, on our Como Newsline, Miguel Mestos with El Centro de la Raza. Good morning, Miguel.
Good morning.
What's going on? I know you always have a big celebration. What is it, the 7th annual?
It is. It's our 7th annual Cinco de Mayo celebration tomorrow, and it just happened to fall right on Cinco de Mayo, so that's perfect. So tomorrow, from 1 to 5 here at El Centro, we're going to be having a great, just wonderful community celebration to celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
What kind of activities have you got planned?
Well, we have great entertainment planned. We have folkloric dancers. We have mariachis, actually a wonderful youth mariachi group that rehearses here at El Centro, wonderful group of young people. We have the mayor is going to come out and say hi. We have singing and a wonderful like fashion show with our children wearing traditional dress. And also the Seattle Fandango project is going to come and play. So lots of music, dancing, fun. We're going to be selling food. We're going to have children's activities, raffles and door prizes. So just a great time.
All kinds of fun stuff. Yeah. I know for a lot of people, I mean no disrespect, but for a lot of people, it's they go out to eat and perhaps have a little bit of tequila on Cinco de Mayo. But there's so much more to it.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because for our community, Cinco de Mayo, it's a wonderful, important celebration. You know, it's really not about cerveza and parties and drinking. It's really celebrating this incredible history of Cinco de Mayo. It's the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Puebla, where really a very small army of Mexicans defeated the French army. Not a lot of people know that the French invaded Mexico, and this was the Battle of Puebla that basically a ragtag group of Mexicans defeated this well-equipped French army and basically was the kind of the beginning of the end of the French occupying Mexico. So it's really kind of a celebration of a battle that was, I guess, equal to the parable of David and Goliath playing itself out in the history for the struggle of independence for Mexico.
I'm glad to explain that because I think a lot of people just take the tack that it's the Mexican Independence Day, which is not. You celebrate that. They celebrate that in Mexico on September 16th.
But, that's right.
But you can't help but think of Cinco de Mayo. It's almost become more of an American tradition celebrated here because it's celebrated in Puebla, in the state of Puebla, in Mexico. But the people here in the United States have any excuse they can to have a little party.
And actually, there's a little bit of history about that. You know, students back in the civil rights movement, Latino students on the campuses were trying to figure out, a day they could celebrate their culture and history and actually, Mexican Independence Day and the Independence Day of lots of countries in Latin America is on September 16th. But they didn't have enough time because the school year starts in August or September, didn't have enough time to organize stuff. So they researched their history and said, hey, this historic event on Cinco de Mayo is cool. And they said, well, we have all school year to plan and celebrate. And that's really how one of the ways that Cinco de Mayo started to be celebrated here in the United States and has become really popular here in the United States.